This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Mark Hyman has joined us on Sports Byline, journalist, coach, and sports parent, and he has a wonderful book out that I hope all parents, particularly those that have kids that like sports, maybe they're proficient in sports, maybe they want to have a big-time future in sports, and I think that parents should read this to get a better understanding of what that challenge is. It's called Until It Hurts, America's Obsession with Youth Sports and How It Harms Our Kids. What motivated you to write the book, Mark?
Well, there are a couple of things, Ron. One is that I've written a number of stories over the years and really come to believe that what kids need from sports and what adults want from sports for kids are very different. And the consequences of that have been pretty harmful to kids. So that was number one. The other thing is I had an experience in my own life that was a real eye-opener for me. My son was a youth baseball pitcher. And I was his coach, and I thought I was a pretty good dad and a pretty good coach, but there were several instances when I overpitched him, and he developed a series of arm problems. And at 16, he ended up having Tommy John surgery, which is a classic overuse injury. Only occurs when kids have been kind of used up. And I realized that, I was part of the problem. And it caused me to take a really hard look at the way I'd raised my son and the culture more generally. And, you know, it's not just about crazy over-the-top parents. I think all of us have these ambitions inside us for our kids. And if we don't keep them in check, we can do some damage.
You wrote, "I watch with regret and in short order remorse as an injured boy attempting to please his dad lamely lobbed balls at home plate. Only one of us had anything to be disappointed about that evening. It surely wasn't Ben." Let me delve into that for just a second. You've had a chance, obviously, to reflect on it. And I'm just wondering, when you reflected on it and really broke down your motivations for having your son pitch when he was injured, what did you come up with? Why did you do it?
Well, it's not one thing. When I was watching my son pitch in a youth league game, and he was striking out the kids on the other team, I was an inch and a half taller. I went from 5'7 to 5'8 and a half in the snap of a finger. And it's not a rational thing, but I think most parents can relate to this. When you see your kid in some athletic setting doing great, that's a reflection on you as a parent. It's kind of validation of your parenting. So I think that's a big one. The other thing is that I wanted to be a hero in the eyes of the parents of the players on my team. I wanted to outcoach the gastroenterologist who was coaching the team across the field. There's a lot of ego involved, too. And I think it's very easy to lose sight of the fact that it's not about us. When it becomes about us, the adults, more often than not, the kids suffer. And, look, I was not... I did a lot of positive things in youth sports. I think I was a good coach by and large, but it's very easy to make a mistake that can be costly to a kid, and that's kind of what the book is about, that that there are some very positive, attainable goals for kids in sports. I love sports for kids, and we should focus on those attainable things like developing self-confidence, making friends, having fun. I mean, having fun is a pretty simple idea, but that's really what sports should be about. But instead, we've kind of gotten sidetracked, and sports for kids has become about, some kind of crazy career path where we're all focused on getting onto the travel team and trying to get a college scholarship for our kid. And the consequences are the kids are dropping out. 70% of kids drop out of organized youth sports by age 13. That's crazy.
Let me get sexist here for just a second. And being a person that never had children but have observed the scene that you're talking about, how much of this is men being sexist, this is the way it is, I want my son to tough it out, sort of thing? Would women make the same decision that you made about having your son pitch if they were hurt?
Well, Ron, I think a lot of this goes back to the whole college scholarship thing. And since Title IX, And the changes at Title IX, I think Title IX is a really positive thing, but there are now many more scholarship opportunities for girls, too. So that's changed the dynamic on the girl side. And, you know, just to answer your question in kind of a broader way, I think that the idea that your kid can get a college scholarship or at least play sports in college has changed the way adults view sports for kids. And you see parents pushing kids beyond their physical and emotional limits because they think they're on this path to a college scholarship. And I write in the book about how remote that chance is, how kind of ridiculous it is to focus on a college scholarship when your child is, you know, 7, 8, and 9. You know, less than 1% of kids who are playing, you know, in your local rec league are ultimately going to get even a dollar of college sports aid. So, again, the idea is to focus on the things that are attainable and that your kids can really pick up from sports, and a scholarship really is not a realistic goal.
Mark Hyman is with us. He is a journalist, coach, and sports parent. And if you want to check out his book, it's called Until It Hurts, America's Obsession with Youth Sports and How It Harms Our Kids. Another observation on my part, and if I'm wrong about this, feel free to correct me, Mark, and that is that I think that a lot of people like yourself, who was an adult coaching a kid's team, tend to look at sports and coaching the kids and maybe pushing them in terms of what their experience was when they were older, maybe a little bit more adult the way they look at sports, rather than understanding fully at what age and what the development process is at that age of the kids that they're coaching.
I think that's exactly right. I think one of the big problems is that we tend to view sports, you know, kid athletes as just miniature adults, and that can be really dangerous. Just to give you one example, I write in the book quite a bit about baseball throwing injuries, and there is a surgeon in Birmingham, Alabama, a very prominent orthopedic surgeon named James Andrews, and he does lots of surgeries on professional athletes, particularly Major League Baseball pitchers, and, you know, was probably doing 100 Tommy John operations a year on college and professional pitchers 10 or 15 years ago. And over time, he was noticing that his patients were getting younger and younger and younger. Now he's doing half of his operations on kids who are in high school or even younger than that. And, you know, these Tommy John operations in some cases are being done on kids who are 12 and 13 years old. The explanation for that is the kids aren't asking to pitch beyond their physical limits. It's often that, you know, the parents and the coaches really, you know, it's that one big game. They really have to win that one big game. And, you know, the kids are suffering as a result.
We've got a couple minutes left. Since we've beaten up parents a lot here, what have parents done right in organizing youth sports?
Well, I'm glad that you asked the question because, you know, it's easy to focus on the negative sometimes. And I think, you know, for one thing, parents generally have the best interest of their kids at heart, and we never want to lose sight of that. So that's number one. Number two, I think, you know, we want to encourage parents to be involved in the sports lives of their kids. I think it's positive that parents are involved as coaches, that they attend the games, that they support their kids' dreams in sports. All of that is positive. I think where we have to be careful about drawing the line is what the ambitions of the parents are. And if the parents are focused, if they view sports for their kids as some kind of career path, that's where we can easily lose sight of you know, the appropriate goals for kids. And it's very easy to happen. I mean, there's a whole industry that's developed around this idea of training your kid to be a college athlete. You know, private tutors and sports-specific summer camps and combines and just a variety of ways that the parents are spending money just in an effort to get their kid's foot on that next rung of the ladder. And I think, you know, every season you want to kind of take a step back and ask yourself, what are my ambitions and goals for my child, and what are my child's goals? Because, you know, unless your child is doing what they want to do, their heart's not going to be in it.
In about 20 seconds, what do you want readers to take away from the book?
Well, to understand that sports for kids is a wonderful and positive thing, and that it should be about the kids. It should be about their interests and their developmental goals, and not our ambitions for them.
Mark, I want to thank you very much. And again, I want to urge all parents and anyone interested in this subject to check out this wonderful book from Mark Hyman, a journalist, a coach, and a sports parent. The name of it is called Until It Hurts, America's Obsession with Youth Sports and How It Harms Our Kids. Mark, thanks for joining us on Sports Byline.
Thank you, Ron.
And I might just add a personal note, and that is the best word that I could apply to parents and kids that play sports is the word balance. Because if you keep balance in it and make sure that it stays fun, that nothing negative is going to come out of competing in sports for kids. We'll take a break. Continue on Sports Byline.